This upcoming look at your news for the hour is being brought to you now by Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb. With locations in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, and Sandusky, experience superior coverage, fast data, and crystal clear call quality throughout the thumb and beyond with Thumb Cellular. Taking a look first at your local and regional news for today. The Lapeer County Sheriff's Department has added some high-tech equipment to their repertoire. The department was approved to purchase 3 drones and to have 6 deputies learn how to use them and become certified drone operators. Each drone pilot has been trained on how to use them and are now licensed pilots through the Federal Aviation Administration. Those who are certified drone operators are deputies Dan Hinsberger, Adam Morin, Dana Piazza, and Craig Ross. Also, Sergeant Dan Wilkinson is a certified drone operator, as well as Undersheriff Mike Odette. The overall cost of the drones, the training, and the licensing came to a total of $30,000, a cost that was covered using some of the Sheriff Department's millage funds. And another local and regional news for today. Anna Kloska, a 4-H member of Beach Buds 4-H Club in 8th grade, has been awarded a $2,000 Michigan State University pre-college scholarship. Students in grades 8 through 11 for the years 2025 through 2026 who attended an MSU summer pre-college program in the summer of 2025 were all eligible to apply for the award. Anna participated in the World Food Prize Michigan Youth Institute program, one of 4 pre-college programs offered by the MSU Extension 4-H Youth Development Program. MSU pre-college programs are great for helping youths explore possible career interests. They're very educational and help connect young people with university faculty and other resources. MSU pre-college programs also help youths envision their future so they can wisely choose their high school classes and then prepare for college. The selection for this scholarship is based on their application and student essays. The scholarship is applied towards the student's first year at MSU as a degree-seeking student. The pre-college programs annually offered by the MSU Extension 4-H Youth Development are 4-H Capital Experience, 4-H Exploration Days, 4-H Great Lakes and Natural Resources Camp, 4-H Animal and Veterinary Science Camp, and the World Food Prize Michigan Youth Institute. For more information on these 4-H pre-college programs, as well as other MSU pre-college programs, you can visit the Spartan Youth Programs, where you'll find a multitude of programs that help youths develop valuable skills, make new friends, and taste college life. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at your national and international news right after this.
Are you tired of big carrier headaches? You know, the ones with the long wait times and frustrating plans. At Thumb Cellular, things are done differently. In our neck of the woods, there's no headaches or confusion. Just simple, hassle-free service from real people who know you. Thumb Cellular offers easy-to-understand plans, great coverage, clear call quality, and phones and service for every budget. Make the switch today and say goodbye to the headaches and stress of big carriers. Right now, get double your trade-in value with a new device purchase. Also, get a free smartphone with a new line activation or upgrade. Terms and conditions apply. Talk to a customer care rep for details. Experience the Thumb Cellular difference. Stop by your local office in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, or Sandusky. These limited time offers are valid through December 31st, 2025. Thumb Cellular, the local talk of the thumb.
Can't wait to communicate with you on the talk of the thumb. Thumb Cellular.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Taking a look now at your national and international news. Minutes after police approached Luigi Mangione in a Pennsylvania McDonald's, he told an officer he didn't want to talk, but police continued to ask questions and he continued answering during nearly 20 minutes of time before police informed him of his right to remain silent. That's according to video and testimony at a court hearing on Thursday for Mangione. He's charged with killing United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson on a New York street 1 year ago. Mangione has pled not guilty to state and federal murder charges. As Thursday marked the anniversary of Thompson's death, United Healthcare lowered the flags at its Minnesota offices in his honor. And another national and international news. The Justice Department has failed to secure a new indictment against New York Attorney General Letitia James after a judge dismissed the previous mortgage fraud prosecution encouraged by President Donald Trump. Prosecutors went back to a grand jury in Virginia after a judge's ruling halting the prosecution of James and another longtime Trump foe, former FBI Director James Comey, on the grounds that the U.S. attorney who presented the cases was illegally appointed. Thursday's failed indictment against James is the latest setback for the Justice Department in its bid to prosecute the frequent political target of the Republican president. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumbarian news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. And taking a look next at your obituaries, the following area death has been reported for today, Friday, December the 5th of 2025. Lorna Diane Bauer, age 79 of Bayport, passed away on December the 2nd of 2025. Funeral services for Lorna Diane Bauer will be on Wednesday, December the 10th at 11 a.m. at the Ransford Funeral Home of Pigeon. The family will be present to receive visitors on Tuesday, December the 9th at the funeral home from 4 p.m. until 7 p.m. and then again on Wednesday from 10 a.m. until the time of her service. Her burial will be at the Caseville Township Cemetery, and the family would like to extend a heartfelt thank you to the staff at Courtney Manor, A&D Hospice, and Schurer Hospital for their compassionate and exceptional care. Those planning an expression of sympathy are asked to consider memorial contributions to the Hayes United Methodist Church, to Schurer Hospital, or to the donor's choice. The family was assisted with their arrangements by the Ransford Funeral Home of Pigeon, and friends may share memories, thoughts, and prayers online at ransfordfuneralhome.com. For a complete look at your thumb area obituaries anytime, you can also go online to thumbnet.net. That look at your news and obituaries for the hour has been brought to you now by Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb, with locations in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, and Sandusky. Experience superior coverage, fast data, and crystal clear call quality throughout the thumb and beyond with Thumb Cellular.